for those of you that know that don't know, okay, this week we sent in a check to pay off the church mortgage. And that's a big deal. It's a big deal. You know, for 12 years we have been paying rent or mortgage to have a place to meet for church. And that's, you know, that's okay. That's the way it goes a lot of times, right? But for 12 years we have I think we'll be all right. Oh, I see. Oh, you want it to look good. I see.
No, I didn't want the lip to be all wet.
Oh, it's sealed. I don't even know if it's really wood. But I want to say a few things. Yeah, if flies start flying out, you guys, stop them. Don't let them out, all right? Yep. We'll open that when it's needed. This isn't instant, all right? This is going to take just a minute, okay? Not too long, but it'll take a minute. All right, so I want to say a few things. Now, I wrote, so we're going to sing a song. Are you y'all going to sing with me? All right. Are we? Mic's still on? Okay. Well, at least Melissa will sing with me. So, yeah, as y'all get changed, come on back in. Come on back in. And we will welcome them to the church here, to the body, the family here. We will welcome them at the end of the service, similar as we normally do. But I want to say a few things, and actually, yes. It's kind of weird not having the pulpit in front of me. I guess I've got this thing. All right. You know what? Sometimes we just make do. And so it'll just be you and me singing, and we're going to sing in this hole here, okay? Not right now. Not right now, but... but yeah, we'll... It'll work. All right. Not in the baptism tank behind it. Okay, so. No. Not singing that song. Okay. So, anyhow, I was excited. I was so excited about the fact that we paid off the mortgage and everything. And so, we had a song that we were singing this morning, and we already sang that. You guys heard us sing it. We're going to sing it again, but I wrote another verse to it. And it's a little cheesy, but it goes with specifically, you know, what's happened, and so we're gonna try to. I'm gonna try to be able to see it while we sing, but anyhow, we'll do that here at the end in just a few minutes. I wanted to bring up a few things about this. I've got five verses. It'll be quick, okay, and maybe a little bit of application with them as well. But in Deuteronomy chapter number 15, verse number 6, the Bible says, "For the Lord thy God blesseth thee, as he promised thee." And thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. And thou shalt reign over many nations, but thou shalt, but they shall not reign over thee. And you know, this is just a thing. Obviously, that's talking about the nation of Israel. It's not talking about our church. We're not going to rule over any nations, not during the church time frame, anyways. That'll be the kingdom, and it won't be the church. It'll be the kingdom. But anyhow, we can look at an application here and see that when God blesses His people, they are not in bondage. Amen. And bondage, now at the same time, when God blesses His people, they get to where they're able to bless others. Okay? And so typically when you look at in life, okay, those that, and I know that in America we try to change this and say that it's different, but typically speaking, they who have the blessings and the resources to do so loan money. They who do not borrow money, okay? And I know that sounds like some people are like, well, what about borrowing money and investing this and whatever? I'm telling you, it works in some systems, but it doesn't work in all systems. In fact, in the systems it does work in, if you don't eventually outweigh your borrowing with your earning, you will go bankrupt. But the key, though, is that the righteous pay their debts. And in Psalm 37, verse number 21, the Bible says, "The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth." Notice there it says giveth. And I don't want to preach a whole sermon. I can preach messages on each of these, but he's talking about giving as opposed to loaning even. The righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Then we have Proverbs 22, verse number 7. This is often quoted. This is often quoted, by the way, by people who say that it is sin to get into debt. And I don't believe that it's necessarily sin. I don't believe it's the best choice. But I don't believe it's sin. Okay? But the Bible says, "The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." And so, a lot of times people say, see, borrower, servant to the lender, you only need to serve God. Now, I agree, you need to serve God, because the next verse we're going to look at is Matthew 6:24, which says you can't serve two masters. Okay? But the idea, now, we didn't get a mortgage to buy the building. We bought the building cash, but then we mortgaged the building to pay for another property and also to pay for the work, like the remodeling and such that we had to do to get it usable. And so in my song, I say we don't need some things. Understand it's a little bit facetious. We don't need them anymore, okay? We appreciate, if anybody from Northwest Bank is watching, we appreciate you loaning us the money to do this, and we have served them well for 32 months, okay? Sorry, I'm just kidding. It's the baptistry emptying. Oh no, I don't know where it is. The water's out there somewhere. We didn't even look. I didn't pull the plug, he did. I'm just kidding. Sidewalk's gone. No. It's okay. We'll see it. Whatever it is, it will still be in 20 minutes or an hour. It will still be. It'll be, yep. So, anyhow, for a time, we served Jesus and Northwest Bank. Now, you might say, well, how do we serve Northwest Bank? Well, we paid them money every month to use this property for the Lord. What's that? We were indebted to them. Yeah. I didn't. I should have. Man. Should have told me. I sealed it right in front of you. I'm just messing with you. Yeah. We just have to go up to Yorktown and walk it in. You know. Anyhow. So, the rich ruled over the poor and the borrower servant to the lender. Matthew 6:24 says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." You say, whoa, that's pretty strong words. Listen, I am not equating having a church mortgage to serving money, okay? Please don't misunderstand that. We had a mortgage, and it was helpful. It served its purpose. But it completely served its purpose, and we got rid of it. And so, praise God, He provided for us. He gave us what we needed to be able to pay that off. And now we can practice where it says in Romans 13:8, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." Amen. We can put that to practice now as a church even more. You might say, well, Pastor, we were doing that before. You're right, we were. And we will continue to do everything that we have been doing. But the Lord's now allowed us to be able to take it just a little step higher and love one another more and love others more and not be concerned. Y'all realize that we might not have thought about it often, but we were on a loan. It was a 20-year amortization table, which means we didn't pay very much of the balance before we paid it off. And it was on a 5-year fixed rate. After that 5 years, it was variable. Y'all realize that rates are not great right now. And so next August, we were going to be sweating possibly with some higher rates on that loan, which would have meant higher monthly payments on the building, which, you know, you never know. I mean, the Lord always provides, but now he doesn't have to provide another $550 a month just to make sure we can keep our property. Amen? That's exciting. Praise God for that. And so, we're into symbolism a little bit, okay? So, rather than burning, I do have the entire mortgage document right here, okay? But if I burn this, it's going to set off the smoke alarms, and we're all going to choke and stuff, okay? So, I'm just going to take the front page in a few minutes and burn it. But before that, my wife and I are going to sing a song. And we don't need to sing any congregationals because we have everybody back in here. I do, yes. Yeah, come on down. Here we go. It'll fall. It'll fall. We're squeezed in this little box anyway. So. What's that? Inside. Do you think it'll sit up high enough? I don't know. Nope, it's about the same. It's about the same. But you know what? That works for this. So, there we go. All right, before all the words go away, here, let's slide this back. And here, stick it under there. Stick it under there. But I can't see those words. There we go. There we go. All right. Give me some room. All right. I guess it's just my mic, but y'all can hear. It's fine. I don't need silver, and I don't need gold. I don't need the things of this world to satisfy my soul. But I need Jesus and all that He is. He's my salvation. He's why I live. He's all I need when trials come. He's all I need when there's nowhere to run. When I'm in trouble or caught in the storm, He takes care of me. He's all I need when my time comes. When I cross that river and life here is done, He fought the battle, the victory's been won. He's all I need. I don't need fortune, and I don't need fame. I don't really care if anyone down here even knows my name. 'Cause I know Jesus, and He knows me. That's all that matters, 'cause He is the master and He's my everything. He's all I need when trials come. He's all I need when there's nowhere to run. When I'm in trouble or caught in the storm, He takes care of me. He's all I need when my time comes. When I cross that river and life here is done, He fought the battle, the victory's been won. He's all I need. We don't need Northwest. No, we don't need the bank. We sent out the check, paid off the loan, the balance is paid. Jesus is faithful to meet all our needs. He bought us salvation, gave us a mission, and a free place to meet. Oh, He's all I need when trials come. He's all I need when there's nowhere to run. When I'm in trouble, caught in a storm, He takes care of me. He's all I need when my time comes. When I cross that river and life here is done, He fought the battle, the victory's been won. He's all I need. Everybody, He's all I need when trials come. He's all I need when there's nowhere to run. When I'm in trouble or caught in a storm, He takes care of me. He's all I need when my time comes. When I cross that river and life here is done, He fought the battle, the victory's been won. He's all I need. He fought the battle, the victory's been won. He's all I need.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. I almost forgot something. All right. So just symbolic of the rest of the mortgage. And by the way, we don't have the payoff letter yet. We're still waiting on that. Obviously, they have to cash the check, make sure it clears, send us the payoff letter. So this is a copy of the first page of the mortgage. So you'll see here it says Northwest Bank. I already started writing song numbers on it. And it says mortgage right there, all right? So this is just symbolic that God has provided. And the... Aha! Amen. All right. Now, once I drop it down in there, we've got smoke and ashes. So there we go. Amen. All right. It's gone. Hey, very little smoke. Amen. All right. Praise God. Amen. All right. To God be the glory. Great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin.
And opened the way.
Drop an octave.
Praise
the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.